For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. Earlier this year, the Oregon Country Fair axe plans to display the story pole, a 36-foot-tall wooden carving done in a distinctive Native American style. Its fate is still being decided. George Braddock is with the Ritz Sauna and Showers, which had coordinated the story pole project for 5 years. He says the pole is being kept in a warehouse while Ritz staff deliberate.
It's interesting. A lot of people have said that story pole has been imbibed with a lot of spirit, and that in many ways, it's going to determine where it ends up.
Mounting criticism erupted months ahead of this year's Oregon Country Fair from Native Americans and their supporters. David Lewis, a cultural anthropologist with the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde, questioned the Haida-style pole's purpose.
Because there was no Haida people involved, they hadn't really gotten an approval from the Haida tribe that it was not really a Haida pole, so that it was cultural appropriation.
Certainly, we apologize for any hurt that has taken place as a result of anything that we've done at Sauna.
Braddock says they worried about boycotts or protests at the Oregon Country Fair this year, but instead they fielded 500 comments from visitors about making the facility more accommodating and comfortable for all visitors. And they remain open to working with an area tribe should they pursue a project similar to the story pole again. Brian Bull, KLCC News.